awesome music from Bruce Springsteen this morning. I'm Zara Margolis. You're listening to ABC Northwest Queensland. What does Reconciliation Week mean to you? It's a pretty big question, but one you've probably had posed to you or at least heard posed a few times this week. It is National Reconciliation Week. And look, even for adults, sometimes answering that question can be pretty difficult, actually putting those feelings into words. So you can imagine then how difficult or challenging that might be for, say, kindergartners. Well, Life Education Queensland has found a bit of a unique way to approach that, rethinking reconciliation and instead asking kids to think about and celebrate kindness. Michelle Pepino is the Partnerships Coordinator for Life Education Queensland. Michelle, good morning. Tell me about Harold's Kindness Week.
Yeah, Harold's Kindness Week is an activity that we've coined together, and it's named after Life Ed's iconic educational mascot, Healthy Harold, the giraffe. Lots of people have fond memories of Harold, but we saw a really great link between the messages that Harold promotes in schools about being respectful and kind to one another and this year's theme of Reconciliation Week, which is now more than ever. So we developed a small grants program, which was made possible thanks to funding from Centrecare North Queensland, and we consulted with the community about what's happening locally. And we saw a real opportunity to support schools and early learning centres to host an event that they could develop in their own space and in their own way, which we thought would lead to really a lot more meaningful activities that the kids and families can get involved in. And so that collaboration has led us to this week's activities, which will showcase a whole range of activities throughout the region, including art and music and dance.
What are some of the more specific things that are happening?
Yeah, some of our standout events that we've seen come through, some really beautiful events. One which we love is called the Caretakers of Kindness event, which Nukuthati Children and Family Centre are hosting. And they've invited kids to submit a art competition around the theme of kind people and kind things in Mount Isa. And they're inviting their local elders to come along and help choose the winners. So it's a really beautiful way of using art to really bridge that generational gap and promote cultural understanding and respect. We've got a local school that's holding a week of kindness activities at their library. And then local kindies are really jumping on board. They've got parents and families coming in where students will present their acknowledgement of country that they've developed themselves, and they'll present that to the parents. And other kindergartens are inviting Indigenous organisations to come into the kindergarten to do a smoking ceremony and have some traditional dance. And they're inviting their community in as well. So parents and caregivers coming along. So everyone's sort of sharing and learning together. And it also builds upon the great work that Life Ed does in the region. So our educators visit these schools and kindies each year, and we teach about respectful relationships and friendships and kindness. And we hope that by linking these themes with Reconciliation Week, kids will see how simple it can be to celebrate diversity.
Yeah, is that, I guess, because when I think about National Reconciliation Week and the stories that I've done as a journalist over the years, we always ask, what does Reconciliation Week mean to you? And I would imagine asking a kindergartner that be very, very challenging. But if you talk about kindness, that's a lot more accessible, I would think, for those young people.
That's right. And that's what we thought by linking it with our some of our Life Ed messages and themes. It was not only a simpler way, but a really tangible way for young people to take action. And from our experience working with young people, I really love the way that young people just cut through and they just want to get on with the job of doing things. So when we talk about kindness and respect, they're like, cool, we can do that. Let's move on with it. And that's really easy. So young people do make things a lot simpler. They just like doing things. So I think that's really, really exciting way to do it. And then also that respect. And we want to really demonstrate that respect for one another. And we hope that First Nations kids can feel more proud of who they are and non-Indigenous kids can see how lucky we are to share and learn from First Nations culture and history across the region as well.
Michelle Pepino from Life Education Queensland. You might know Life Education Queensland from your time in school when Healthy Harold, the giraffe, taught you about healthy bodies and healthy minds. Well, Life Education does much more than that these days and has actually provided some funding for a whole heap of kindergartens, schools and childcare centres in Mount Isa and Cloncurry to host different events this week all around National Reconciliation Week. They call it Harold's Kindness Week, asking kids, you know, who are 4, 5, to think about reconciliation. A pretty tough thing, but get them to think about kindness, and they can do that. And there's a whole heap of things happening, some dancing events, there's art. It's just fantastic. I really like the one with the art competition. They're going to get some local elders to, which one is it? At Nukathati Children and Family Centre. Sorry, I was just reading through the list because there's quite a bit happening. Yeah, they're going to get some local elders to try and win the winner of a reconciliation art competition. Anyway, I think the art would be amazing, but I don't envy those elders, those people who have to choose the winners, because I reckon that would be, pretty tough.
Can you reach the buzzers, kids? Put them on boxes. Come on, yep. Get higher.